In Delawan from the CFNR Newsroom, I'm Sabrina Spencer. As summer approaches, a brand new cultural celebration is taking root in Terrace. The Gitlakdak Sait Gilamgot Nisgat dancers are preparing to host their first ever Smay Festival, a three-day event dedicated to community healing and the celebration of Nisgat identity. CFNR spoke with Nikki Villeneuve, business manager for the dance group, to learn more about the inspiration behind the festival and what the community can expect.
Smay actually comes from the name of the month, the Nisga name for the month. A lot of the months are named after what is happening in the territory and what's being utilized and what's available.
So how does the festival honor the berry harvest season and its importance in Nisga culture?
So we are actually going to be serving a lot of berries that are indigenous to the area, because a lot of, you know, during the festivals, we like to treat all of the dance groups that are attending and all the guests to food that we provide. And we're really going to be focusing on, you know, serving those indigenous berries in different forms.
What makes the Smay Festival different from other Nisga events like Hoye or Salmon Fest?
I think the uniqueness would be just how inclusive it really is. And, it kind of unites us together because we don't live on reserve. We kind of have like this group where we can all meet, you know, and sing our songs, practice our culture, learn our language.
And what are some of the highlights people can expect, from performances to workshops or food?
We have about 10 groups coming, and we have groups performing through day one and day two. Another unique thing about this festival is that it is actually 3 days. Third day is going to be a family fun day of different activities for everyone. You know, Indian bingo, face painting, clan calls, clan dancing. And we are also having a picnic on Saturday, a tribal picnic. So everyone's invited to bring a dish and join their fellow clan brothers and sisters to fill a table with, you know, their favorite dish to share.
And you touched on this a little bit earlier, but can you tell me what the community response has been like so far, from Nisga'at citizens to local groups and Terrace?
We've had so much support from all local businesses, as well as the Gitlakdak Society. We've distributed maybe 100 letters so far, and we've had so many donations towards the festival because we wanted to give out door prizes and, you know, contribute to the little auctions that we have. The community's been amazing. City of Terrace is also helping us out with an in-kind donation. So we feel very supported. We're all very excited. A little bit nervous, but very excited.
Why was it important to make the festival free and open to all nations?
It's the fundamental core of the group from the beginning. There was a need to bring back culture. And it is very healing. You know, just being able to witness and take part is healing for anyone.
How have elders or youth been involved in the shaping of the festival vision?
We actually have an elder council. They are always helping with our fundraisers. They guide us in every decision. They're consulted in everything. They are like the cornerstone of our group. And as far as the youth, there is a youth group that has, we have a good amount of youth that participate in the group. They also have their side group called the ADD, and they are taking on a lot of the harder, heavy lifting part of the festival preparations. So So they're very involved, and we're so proud of them because, you know, there are a couple of members that are directors in training. So they're actually being taught through practices, through performance, how to be future directors.
What's been the biggest challenge or lesson learned during the planning process?
It's all been a learning experience for us, and we kind of aimed really high having a three-day festival. I know most usually go for two or even one, so this being our first 3 days, it's going to definitely be an event for sure.
How does the festival help preserve and pass on Nisga'a language, stories, and traditions?
So before every performance, our director or someone from the group actually does explain how the song came about. If it was, you know, most of them come from parts of history. Some are self-explanatory, like, we have songs that have were created by one of our founding members, Chester Moore, who wrote songs for Gil-Ak-Dash. The Gil-Ak-Dash are the Nisga of Terrace. Learn our language a lot through singing, just because, you know, you're saying it over and over again, and then our directors are continually explaining what the songs mean. So it does help a lot. When, say, if you were able to go to a Nisga class held by Gil-Ak-Dash, you have that background of pronunciation and understanding.
And I know this is your inaugural year and it's coming up pretty fast, but what are your hopes for future next year, years to come?
I hope our group actually grows larger and we have more people who feel comfortable to join us, because it's not easy for everyone. You could see, sometimes when you're performing, you could see, you know, people tap into the beat and singing, but they just don't have, you know, they're just not comfortable joining in. So I hope it encourages a lot more people to come out to our practices and join the group.
Nikki Villeneuve of the Gitlakdak site Gilam Gosh Nisga'a Dancers provided details on the upcoming SMAE Festival, which will be held this weekend at the Terrace Sportsplex. The event is free to attend and open to all nations. The festival aims to celebrate Nisga'a culture and foster community connection. For more information, you can visit the group's social media page. For CFNR News, I'm Sabrina Spencer.